Originally, about midnight, we got the initial call to say that there was a vessel in distress, and they were sending another helicopter to try and find it and to gauge our availability.
Where were the crew of the yacht at the time when they put out the distress call?
I believe they were further south of their position that we got them at about 38 miles to the southeast of Coolangatta was where we located the vessel or started to do the rescue of the people on board.
So at the point when they called, what was the problem that they were experiencing?
I believe initially they had engine problems and then they lost their rigging or their sails, which put them virtually dead in the water.
And what were the seas like?
They were huge, ranging from 6 metres up through past 9 metres. We were on night vision goggles initially, just keeping an eye on the vessel while the other rescue helicopter went to refuel, and a tanker stood by to give assistance as well.
What would it have been like to be on board that yacht with no engine, no mast, at night in those sort of seas?
It'd be my worst nightmare. It would be absolutely horrifying. The waves were huge. They were just a cork on floating on the top of these huge waves that, looking at them via the night vision goggles, we could see the swells building and larger ones coming through, and I thought at any stage that the vessel was going to roll.
They put out a distress call about midnight, and at that time you mentioned the tanker was notified. In what way did the tanker help?
They initially sent the Care Flight helicopter from the Gold Coast to try and locate the vessel. In the meantime, they were diverting an oil tanker or a tanker of some description to that location with the idea that they may be able to assist and get the people off the vessel that was in distress. That didn't come about. It was just too rough. So the actual Care Flight helicopter located the vessel in distress, kept an eye on, and then we were activated to take over to have eyes on the vessel until Care Flight refueled. Then they took over our position. We went to refuel and get ready to perform the winch at first light. In the meantime, they activated, OSAR activated the lifesaver rescue helicopter from Lismore to provide top cover for us in case something went wrong with our aircraft or if they could provide assistance for us. I also believe they sent a rescue aircraft from Cairns, a fixed wing, to provide top cover for all the helicopter services that were involved in this rescue.
So this was a massive operation. I mean, for anybody who thinks it was a simple matter of dropping a line and pulling them off the yacht into a single chopper, it was vastly more complicated than that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we only provided a very small part of the actual exercise. My job in particular is probably the easiest a lot. It's the guys in the back that do all the work. I just have to hold the aircraft steady. It's the winch operator and the crewmen that actually get into the water that face the most peril and have to fight the elements much more than what I do.
So the tanker located the yacht and then stayed there as a sort of buffer, given that they couldn't rescue them themselves?
They provide radio communications. We only ever got to speak to the vessel once. I think their batteries must have run out on their radios, but we got to talk to them once on our first sortie of the area to advise them and just give them a brief on what we would be doing when the sun come up. And I think moral support and trying to shield the vessel a little bit, I would believe, from the elements, and just moral support, and just in case something went wrong, that there was a vessel and people with binoculars on the bridge could keep an eye on the vessel as well and people in case they fell overboard.
And it was important that the choppers stayed there too, also to keep an eye on the vessel at night time until it was safe enough to perform the operation?
Yeah, exactly. We can't winch at night over water. It's just far too dangerous, even with night vision goggles. So at least if there's someone watching, we can deploy radio beacons to track anyone that's in the water or throw a life raft out until we can provide further help. I believe the water police were trying to get there, but it would take almost 20 hours for them to fight the elements to get there.
What's involved when you actually start the physical rescue, the winching operation?
The guys work pretty hard in the back. They have to get the aircraft ready for the actual performance of the winch. So there's the harnesses all have to be checked. They check all the equipment, and we brief prior to virtually the door opening to do the rescue. So yeah, it's just a bit of a mad scramble going through checklists and positioning the aircraft in a position where we can, where we feel safe, and then the winch operator hooks the crewman up onto the winch and then puts him out of the aircraft, and then we move in down and forward to get it in a position where the swimmer can be put into the water close enough but far enough from the vessel that's bobbing up and down in the water. And it, and if you can imagine the conditions, were just throwing this little 10-metre boat around like it was a toy. The mast was still intact, so it's swinging wildly, so we have to keep a distance from that, otherwise it could entangle our cables or roll over and injure our crewmen.
And how strong were the winds?
47 knots were pretty constant, actually, so that's almost 100 kilometres an hour. Fortunately, they were fairly constant. It wasn't gusting, which would have made it a lot more difficult, but the wind was coming one way, but the swell was coming another, so they were sort of colliding and making the waves stand up a little bit. The footage actually doesn't do justice to the conditions, unfortunately, or fortunately, but they were pretty horrendous.
What's going through your mind when you have a man on a rope going down to pull these people out of the water as the pilot? What are you thinking?
I'm a bit slow, I suppose, so I don't try not to think too much of anything, just trying to hold my position. A lot of the time, the pilot's actually blinded of a lot of what's going on. It's the crewman in the back that's actually painting a verbal picture to me of where to move forward, move backwards, go up or go down. So he's painting the picture and advising me what's happening down on the cable, and I'm trying to hold the aircraft steady. So my job's pretty simple in that regard. And then just trying to keep an eye on all my instruments that the aircraft isn't malfunctioning or about to have a malfunction, and keeping clear of that swinging mast.
So you winched your crewman was winched down into the water and then had to swim to the yacht?
Yeah, he had to battle the waves. Actually, it was fortunate we had two rescue swimmers on board. The first one went in and got the female, and went back in to get the gentleman, and got hit with several big waves and swallowed a lot of water and inhaled a lot of water. So he was trying to catch his breath. So fortunately, we could bring him straight back up into the aircraft and send down a fresh crewman to pick up the second person.
And was it? How long does that process take?
Oh, that was only a couple of minutes, really. The cable was probably out 100 metres, close to 100 metres. So it's just a matter of moving away from the vessel and sliding the aircraft across and using the winch and the aircraft to bring the person back up on board.
How critical was the timing of this rescue mission? What happened when you winched them inside?
Luckily, the aircraft that we fly is very capable, and we could stay on station for quite some time. So the only real time-critical part was just the mere fact that they'd been on board the vessel and hypothermic and not feeling well, and the conditions weren't getting any better. It was just a coincidence, I think, that when we got the second person on board the vessel, and just closing the door to fly away, that the Lismore Helicopter Rescue aircraft called us to say that the vessel had just rolled over and had everyone been taken off board.
Heavens, so that would have made things a lot more complicated had you been trying to rescue people either from the water or an upturned vessel if they were inside it?
Yeah, there could have been a big possibility that it could have taken the crewman out with that was still attached to our winch, which would endanger the aircraft. So it's probably fortunate that we did have the people off the vessel at that stage.
What was the condition of the two people that you rescued when you brought them inside?
They were very tired, cold, quite thankful to get on board the aircraft and get warm, and were treated immediately by our intensive care paramedic, Julie Hughes. We flew them straight back to Archerfield. We had fuel on board enough to take them straight to our base here at Archerfield.
Have you ever been involved in a rescue quite like this before?
This is probably the roughest it's ever been. It was similar to other rescues that we do, but certainly we did 4.2 hours of flying, so, and 2 hours of that was on night vision goggles, and it was quite rough, and you're fighting back air sickness as well, so it gets a little bit boring. If you can imagine flying around in a circle at night just watching a boat bob up and down, but yeah, probably fighting the air sickness is probably the hardest thing.
Air sickness?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'd not even heard of it.
Yeah, a few of us suffer from it.
Mm. And I imagine concentration is one of the hardest things as the pilot.
Yeah, it's quite mentally fatiguing. The concentration level's quite high, especially when you come down close. You're trying to stay an even distance above the water and the vessel, but you can imagine it's moving at least 6 or 7 metres up and down while you're trying to sit there in a hover with the water moving underneath you and the vessel moving. It's hard to actually pick a reference to maintain your position.
Phil Forrest, it's an extraordinary story, and congratulations on an amazing job well done.
Oh, thank you very much. There was a lot of help involved.